Hello, everybody. Hi, hi, hi. How are we all doing this afternoon? My name is Liam, and I am one of the co-founders of this wonderful bridal studio that you see behind me. And now, every Friday, we have a guest to ask them a bit more about the wedding industry, and it's somebody, ultimately, with more intelligence than I've got. And somebody who knows a lot more about the industry than I do. So it gives me really great pleasure today to introduce you to Amy Brown is with us. Amy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Liam. Happy Friday.
Hello. All right. Where are you in the world, please?
So I am in the Lake District, and I'm actually in the studio today. So I do my bridal trials from Emma Jane's studio. She does event decor. I'm sure you've probably met her numerous times. So we're sharing, well, I'm using her space at the moment. It's beautiful. I'm surrounded by lovely wedding decor, which is great.
Love that. And so how often do you spend in there? Because obviously we're going to talk about your kind of dual role, but how often do you spend time there with doing your thing, I suppose?
This week, I've been here 4 full days, actually, trying to squeeze in all these bridal trials. But it just depends when I can fit in around weddings, to be honest. So maybe 3 or 4 days a month normally, sort of thing.
Well, we're going to jump straight in. We're going to absolutely dive straight into the really important questions that everybody wants to hear. So you're based in the Lake District in a beautiful part of the world, but tell us how it all started. How did you become to be in this world-renowned makeup artist?
Okay, so after school, I went to do a business apprenticeship. All of my jobs were to do with business, admin, PA, that sort of thing. And I just get very fidgety sat at an office, which I still do now, doing my admin, to be honest with you, Liam.
Yeah.
And so I applied for numerous jobs, and I ended up on Clarins Makeup Counter, which is a French cosmetic brand. Mm-hmm. They're really good with skincare, lots of plant extracts, really nice stuff. I use it myself. And following this, I went to do lots of makeup training because they send you to London for a week. You do a little bit before they put you on the stand, which is nice, not throwing you in blind. And then I went to train in Manchester, Wigan. I've done a few around the local colleges. And at this point, I was still doing admin. And one of my friends, Teresa, was getting married at the time. And it wasn't as popular to get your makeup done then. This was about 9-10 years ago. It happened, but it wasn't an essential like it is now. And I said, oh, would you mind if I do your makeup? And she wasn't bothered. She just wanted something nice and natural and said that I could do it. Oh. And I went on the morning. I was a bit nervous with this tiny little kit. There was barely anything in it at the time. And she had a white gown on, and everyone was really happy. She had family that had come over from Sweden. Everyone was getting together. And I remember doing the makeup. Someone else was doing her hair, and she was getting fed American pancakes at the same time. And I thought, why wouldn't I want to be involved in this amazing experience that people have, getting treated like a queen?
Yeah. Really like that. So that's the bit that you really like, the whole event of it, the whole thing really in weddings. You just love the whole package, that's right?
Yeah, it's just an amazing atmosphere. And I think especially more lately, everyone's doing it their own way. So I see a lot of different days. No one's doing traditional anymore. Which is nice, yeah. It's a good variety for a job.
So I thought you were going to say, but what are your reflections then on the last couple of years? Because that must have been an unusual time in the industry. We know it was, but how have you reflected on them last couple of years?
Yeah, so it's been difficult. I think following COVID, everyone was a bit more anxious and needed a lot more support from all of their suppliers. I'm sure it was the same with dresses because you may not have been. Were you open before?
We were just at the back end of it, back end of COVID.
Yeah, so I know my friend got married last year in November, and it was like the final fittings and things because people had tried it on so far in advance, they weren't fitting the same. And it was the same with makeup. Maybe their hair colour had changed because they'd let it grow out over lockdown. they'd maybe change their style.
Yeah.
Trends were changing. A lot of orangey tones came in after lockdown, which maybe weren't as popular beforehand. So it did change things, but I feel like it's settling down a bit now, to be honest. Everyone's...
Yeah. Well, I'll ask you about that then in depth, and I'm definitely an amateur when it comes to makeup and styling, but you talk about more orange tones coming out. So talk us through actually how, a bit more detail, how COVID did affect the trends in how people want their, how they want to look on their wedding day.
So I don't know if it was because of lockdown, but for one thing, I think people got used to their own skin, which is obviously absolutely wonderful, and we should be happy in our own skin. A lot of people, I know it was the same for me, were maybe living with people they weren't living with before, that maybe wouldn't have seen them without all their makeup on, and you had to just be yourself.
Yeah.
And so coming out of that, people are very emphasised on the skin. I'm sure you'll have heard that before. People want to have this nice, dewy, fresh skin. They want to look just like they're adding to their beauty. We're not covering people up. We're just emphasising what they've got, which is nice.
Love that. And what does the sort of the future look like then for, because there'll be brides and watching this and grooms, of course, couples going, well, I don't know how maybe I'm going to be wanting my makeup in 2023. You know, it's coming up. So what trends should we be looking out for next summer's weddings, which are coming around quickly?
I think that'll just come as it comes, to be honest with you. It might even depend on the dresses. So quite often I do ask, is there a hint? I've been told there isn't such thing as a white dress. Is this true?
You can get them. But I have to say that the most of certainly our dresses are off-white or ivory. So no, and you'll know more than me, but white tends to... not be the most flattering colour. Certainly on the biggest day of your life so far, perhaps. So, they tend to be off-white or ivory. And now, lots of colour now that's coming into wedding dresses.
Yes, I have got a lady that's just booked in, actually, who's wearing, it's white on the top half, and then the bottom slowly fades into colourful flowers.
Love that.
Yeah, so I think that will depend. I think it's a lot on... what colour flowers come in. So as I say, after lockdown, it seemed to be quite popular that people were having these like burnt orange colours in their flowers. And then there was pampas, which were really popular. So it's tying in the whole theme. So for example, if someone was having gold and browns as their theme for the colours of the wedding, I'm not going to put a pink and silver eye on because it won't tie in.
Yeah. And so I suppose we'll launch into top tips then. Let's go with one top tip to start with for brides that are getting married soon. What's your first tip that you'd give them?
I think my tip, something that I would do if I was getting married, is not a full schedule for the morning, but it is good to go in with some sort of idea of how you want the morning to run. Is everyone going to get ready in the same room? Is there 7-8 bridesmaids? In which case, maybe you might want to have hair in one room and makeup in the other. It just gives you a bit of a breather. It's not going to get too hot. You're not going to have to listen to someone else making their decisions. You can just worry about yourself. And you can maybe have that little moment, because just before you put your dress on, it can be start to hit you the nerves a little bit. Yeah. And it's nice to just have a little breather on your own. So I think that would be my tip. Yeah, give yourself space and give yourself time. Make sure nothing's rushed and just enjoy every minute because it'll fly by.
Of course, we shouldn't forget that you also do sort of branding shoots as well. I've got that right. So you enjoy that side of your profession as well?
Yeah, so I do a bit with the local company, Lakeland Leather. I do photo shoots for them. I've done some hair and makeup for Beaverbrook's Jewelleries, which was on TV. Yeah, that's all really exciting. But weddings is where my heart belongs, if I'm honest. Yeah.
And of course, that then leads you on to your other venture that you've got going on. And I've got some sort of pictures that I'll bring up on the screen in a second. So I suppose talk us through the journey of then why... Why get it might be an obvious answer, but why get involved in the venue side of weddings?
So some friends of mine have a modern country cottage which they've been letting out for quite a while now, and it's absolutely beautiful.
There we go.
Yes, this is it, yes.
There we go.
So I call it a hidden gem because it's off the main track, as you know, since you've
it
been.
Is.
Yeah, you've got Fountain Knot on one side, which is a beautiful walk and a hill for those of you in the lakes that like to do that sort of thing. We've got a modern country pub close by, so we're really in a beautiful location, nice and private. And there's lovely gardens, as you can see there. We've got fields around us that haven't got any animals in, so they can be used for marquees. There's a barn and a bar and lounge. We've got an outside cooking area. So there's just loads going on, and it doesn't make any sense not to be a wedding venue.
Yeah.
And just with me already being in the industry and knowing wonderful suppliers such as yourself, I just felt like I was in the right place to bring all of that together. Yeah.
And I'm assuming that it takes a lot of effort. I mean, I'm a bit naive in this, but of course, we're trying to plan our own wedding, as many viewers know this, but it takes a lot of effort. So you must be up at all hours doing not only making these brides look fantastic, but also sort out the whole wedding as well. How do you do it all?
I'm not sure. Running on fumes at the moment. Yeah, I do like to be busy, to be honest with you, so I don't like sitting still. But yeah, I do sometimes have to get up for weddings very early for makeup. For today, I've been doing trials in the salon.
Right.
And then luckily, Emma Jane's studio is a 5-10 minute drive from the venue.
Right.
So I've managed to sort of nip back and forth to do show rounds and meet some lovely couples and then come back to carry on doing makeup, which is working out well at the moment, so that's good.
It absolutely is a beautiful, beautiful venue. And I don't know, there's been improvements even since we saw it back in maybe March or April, I think it was, wasn't it? And we're going to show the video of what we shot there later on. But so talk to us about you've talked a little bit about the facilities there, but talk to us a little bit about Who would fall to not suit, you know, would it suit anybody? Because obviously it's a barn, you know, how far is the local church, all of that sort of stuff. So who would it suit as a venue?
So the churches are within a few miles, there's two churches. So that's no problem for anyone wanting a religious ceremony there. The barn is also licensed, so you could get married in the barn, in the garden, in the house, wherever you wanted, really. Who it suits is a very good question because I'm still figuring this out myself.
Yeah.
We've had quite a few weddings booking already, which are for larger sizes.
Great.
So the barn's maximum capacity to sit down for a meal would be 80. And then for the evening, 110, 120 stood up.
Brilliant. Dancing.
With us having the field next door, it has opened us up a bit because recently, the last couple of months, we had a marquee wedding.
Yes, I've seen that on your feed. Yeah, looked great.
It was really good. Yeah, I went. It was amazing to see, well, people there, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked really good. They had lovely sunshine, and they had 120 or 110 sat down for a meal in the marquee.
Brilliant.
Which means really we can do any size. Yeah. However, I must say recently we have had a few inquiries for smaller weddings.
Mm.
And I'm thinking that would really suit us because you can have 10 people staying in the house.
Yeah, I was going to say,
Yeah, 10 people sat around the table. So you could have small elopements and make a week of it with your nearest and dearest down in the lake. So yeah, it feels like it will suit numerous people at the moment. And I'm sure once we get going, we'll sort of fall into a niche of what works for us and who wants to come to us.
Well, I mean, barn weddings are all the rage, aren't they? And they're going to continue to be. It's that rustic feel. I feel that couples are moving away from maybe them traditional big hotels and you've got two other weddings going on at the same time. I'm assuming that the couples have absolute exclusivity and they can make it what they want.
Exactly, yeah. And I think because they've got the freedom, especially as we're new at the moment, we've got flexibility with dates, which is great for us with it being so busy for weddings at the moment. our smallest package, we try to say if you stay for 2 days, because it just gives you the chance to come and set up, settle in, stay over, have your wonderful day, sleep again, and then pack away. So you've just got loads of time, and it's nice and private. So
yeah. I like that. And of course, I mean, we've been featured in a magazine. I want to promote us to so if you do buy the Northwest Wedding magazine, you can see exactly what it looks like. Well, certain parts of it anyway. So I mean, exciting to be featured in such a great magazine.
And look at the dress. Look at the dress.
Well.
Showstopper, that one.
It is, and here's some of the other pictures that were taken on it. So if you want to see more, go and buy. Is it your Northwest Magazine? I can't remember. Or is it County Brides? I can't remember.
Yeah, it's Northwest Magazine, but I think on Instagram they're called County Brides,
right.
So or County Weddings. But you can download it online as well if people want to just have a look on the laptops.
Yeah, and I'll put the link in the chat. So if you want, you think, oh, actually, you know what? That's how I want my wedding to look. Then yeah, you need to get in touch with you at Fulton. We'll put the links in the chat later on. So how's next year looking then? In terms of you must be immensely popular at the minute for bookings for next year and maybe the year after.
Yeah, it's busy. It's looking busy. I'm not going to lie. It looks good. It's nice because. Personally, for me, I tend to be quite quiet in January, so I can have a little break, have a refresh, and then go back into the swing of things. And then try and, yeah, see what happens between the two. I'll see how it goes.
So you won't have any weekends off. Have you got a wedding this weekend? You said you were doing trials today. What's your time like? Look, in the next few weeks?
Yeah, I've got two weddings tomorrow. One in the morning and one in the afternoon. Wow. And then I'm at Abbey House in Barrow on Sunday. I've got Monday off.
Oh, brilliant. And how far will you go then? Because obviously you're South Cumbria Lakes, but if somebody goes, do you know what? I'm looking on Amy's Instagram and I think, yeah, absolutely. We want her style and her techniques and whatever it may be. So how far would you go for the right bride?
So at the moment, I actually have not a team of girls. There's a group of us that work together.
Yeah.
So there's hairstylists and makeup artists on there. And it's quite nice because it's quite a lone job being a makeup artist. You do everything on your own. So, you've got no one to sort of say, oh, what do you think of this?
Yeah.
So I've put a WhatsApp group together and it just means we can talk about products or... If someone, God forbid, is poorly, you've got some cover, you've got some people to fall back on, which is great. So between us, we cover sort of the whole of Cumbria, Scotland. I've got some in Lancaster, one girl's in Manchester. So wherever, really, it just depends on the time of the wedding for us to get there because it can be a very early start.
Well, I was going to actually say one of the things that surprised me and one of the reasons why I love doing these things on a Friday is I learned so much about the industry and I learned how early you've got to get up and be ready. Cause you know, if for instance, you're, I'm sure you'll educate me, but you maybe got to look after four people, the bride and the rest of her entourage. I mean, I can't believe how long it actually takes.
Yeah. It does take a while. It can be 45 minutes to an hour. Some people are more of a natural look. It's only 30 minutes, but we've still got to get there and set up.
Yeah.
And sometimes people are stopping. You know, they might want a bacon sandwich. I might have to stop while we have some breakfast.
Yeah, of course. So talk to us about the trials. Talk to us about the importance of having a trial before an event.
So the trial is really to make sure that the bride feels how they want to feel.
Yeah.
So... each person to their own. You might feel $1 million only if you wear a red lipstick, only if you've got a winged eyeliner. And I'm not here to say you can't have that for your wedding day, but we might want to slightly tweak it. So instead of red, we might go for a deep pink, which might go better with your dress or your flowers. So it really is just to find a style that suits you, that you're comfortable with, and you can then... you can wear it for the day. You can go out. You can see how it lasts. See how you feel. Catch yourself in the mirror. Make sure you're comfortable.
Yeah. Top tip as well, from my point of view, come and try your dress on straight after your makeup trial. And you can absolutely see it in the studio and go, this is how I'm going to look. So you know, and there's no surprises, because I think it's always going to be different when you wear, maybe you're in your joggers and your hoodie, than when you're in this wonderful ivory wedding dress.
Yes, as long as they don't get any makeup on the dress.
True. I've been cleaning dresses pretty much all day today, so I know the pitfalls of wearing makeup. Well, there we go. It's got to be done. So talk to, what does the future look like then for both sides of the business? You've come out of a very strange time, as we talked earlier on. So what does the next 18 months, 2 years look like for both sides of the business?
Busy, I think. Yeah, busy, exciting. I'm very, very excited to see the wedding venue come together. I can't wait. We've got some wonderful brides in for next year. So I'm in conversation with them, just helping sort caterers, that sort of thing. So again, if there's any suppliers watching that would suit coming down there, I'd love to mingle with any of you. And then on top of that, obviously weddings, makeup's busy, it tends to be. So yeah, it just looks good. Exciting.
I mean, that's been, where can people go to find out more about you and, well, about both sides of your business?
So for the wedding band is called Falcon Knot Weddings, and that's on Google, Instagram, Facebook. So if you pop that in, we should come right up, and it'll be me that's answering your messages on there. And then for makeup, it's Makeup by Amy Brown. And again, that's the same hashtag. I think the website is amybrown-makeup.co.uk.
Love that. Love that. Well, I'm watching the clock because we've got a bride coming in very, very soon. And they don't want to see me chatting on a computer, I'm sure, when they're trying to find the dream dress. Let's be honest about this. So I am going to say thank you very, very much for spending a bit of time with us, Amy. It's been an absolute pleasure.
You too, Liam. Lovely to chat with you.
Thank you. And if you're watching this and you've just caught the last 5 minutes or so, I will post the full video on our YouTube tomorrow. It will also go out on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts tomorrow as well, so you can catch up if you want to listen to it in your car. And there'll be clips going out all week on Facebook and LinkedIn, so you can get the best bits from it. And to finish, we're going to play the video that we filmed at Falcon Knot with the brilliant Bowness Film and some other brilliant wedding suppliers as well, and we're going to play it out now. Amy, thank you very much. Have a wonderful and hopefully restful weekend.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Today, you are holding the hands of your best friend, young and strong and full of love for you, as you promise to love each other forever. These are the hands that will love you. These are the hands that will hold you and comfort you through the years. These are the hands that will give you encouragement and support. These are the hands that you will each work with, create with, and use to build your life together. Congratulations, you're now married. You may kiss.